sixth floor, perspective department. Perhaps it would be useful, given the state of things we find ourselves in as Americans, to zoom out a bit and see the bigger picture. I'm Jeff Hoyt, this is Hoytus Interruptus. And seeing the bigger picture is precisely what astrobiologist David Grinspoon does in his book Earth in Human Hands. When I picked up this book, I expected to read a doom and gloom tale about humanity gone off the rails. I expected my own occasional view of humankind when I'm in my darker moments that were a kind of noxious weed growing into places we have no business growing to be embraced and expanded upon. But Grinspoon takes a quite different view in what turned out to be a rather hopeful and optimistic book, not at all what I expected. Using a zoom lens to pull way back, which appears to be how you go about business when you become an astrobiologist, Grinspoon sees humankind as still very early in our development and quite capable of creatively finding our way through any crisis we create for our planet. In particular, he talks about ways to address climate change with geoengineering or dealing with excess carbon in the atmosphere through ocean fertilization. His book doesn't address what we've seen in the first days of the Trump administration until he asks us to simply look at us through a longer lens. Grinspoon writes, "Like an orphan baby left on a doorstep with no training in life's hardest tasks, we need to figure out how to survive on our own. Assuming there is no success in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence around the corner, there is no adult coming to clean up, feed us, or set us straight. In some ways, we're like an awkward, naive, and reckless adolescent, experiencing a difficult and painful transition. We are self-conscious, aware of our new powers, but not fully in control of ourselves. We're learning that our actions have consequences, but unwilling to take responsibility, hooked on immediate gratification, and not willing to clean up our room. We still have little awareness of limits, and we love to watch things blow up. We're confused by these new abilities, physical changes, and strange desires. We're not criminals committing premeditated planetary desecration. We're more like juvenile delinquents in need of rehabilitation." There's nothing here that questions the wisdom of banning Muslims, building walls, or putting an avowed white nationalist on the National Security Council. But Grinspoon does remind us that this moment in time is but a blink of an eye in the long game that is the Anthropocene, the extremely narrow sliver of geologic time in which humanity has had the keys to the car here on planet Earth. Here in America, we've been living under some pretty chaotic conditions for the last few months, especially since Inauguration Day. Perhaps taking a longer view can give us added empathy for other countries across the globe where chaos has been a way of life for generations. Perhaps this longer view can help us see that in some parts of the world, they have a name for the kind of crazy we've only witnessed for a short time. They call it Tuesday. That's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.